Yo, TFP, Technical Foul Podcast. We back at it with another episode today. You know, it's a lovely Saturday afternoon, I should say. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. We seen a lot happen the last week, week and a half. Trade deadline, a lot of trades, shaking up the NBA. First one was Domantas Sabonis going to Sacramento for Halliburton, Mr. Tyrese Halliburton, and Buddy Hield. I'll get to that. I'll get to the whole Sixers-Brooklyn thing. I'll try to get to the Domantas, but I don't know if I'm gonna have much time to talk about it. But, yeah, Philly moving Ben Simmons, James leaving Brooklyn, going to Philly. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the Wizards getting Kristaps, moving Harold to Charlotte. And, it's no TFP if there's no talk about LeBron or the Lakers. So, I hope y'all stick with me. Let's honestly just jump right into Philadelphia and this big move. Let's start off with the Sixers first. Daryl Morey sends out James. He sends out Ben Simmons for James Harden. I mean, if you look back at history, if you go back to the Houston Rockets days when Daryl Morey used to be, running ship over there, James Harden was there, And James was pushing hefty to try to get a big caliber name like Joel Embiid. Matter of fact, he even said, yo, I want Joel to Daryl Morey. Time passed. He leaves Houston, goes to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, you know how the situation worked out in Brooklyn. Everyone knows how that situation worked out in Brooklyn. Now, would it have been a special thing to see those guys play in the playoffs, all healthy, all good, everything, solidified, no problems, at all going on in Brooklyn with like mask mandates, injuries, and whatnot? Of course, things would have been completely different. But here's the thing. People say, why did James want to leave? Why did James Harden? Why would anyone want to leave a situation that they were in Brooklyn? Here's why. You got three ball dominant guys, Kyrie, KD, and James Harden. Okay? You got three MVP caliber players, Kyrie, James Harden, and KD. Okay, word. I'm not saying James Harden is not no facilitator. I'm not saying he's not. He doesn't pass the ball, but he wants his buckets. He wants his assists. He wants everything in the stat book. It's not gonna work out like that. KD wanted him to sacrifice. Steve Nash wanted him to sacrifice. I'm sure Kyrie and everyone else on the team wanted him to sacrifice. End of the day, James Harden is not going to sacrifice. He's going to get his by any means necessary. By any means necessary, okay? Now this trade happened where you got James Harden and Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, who's front runner to get the MVP award this year, will possibly win the MVP award this year, who's a very ball-dominant guy, and who's a very, very amazing and great player, who's also teaming up with a guy who's as much of a knucklehead as the guy that they let go for him. Ben Simmons, his ego was all the way up there. James Harden's ego was all the way up there, and then some. And then you got Joel Embiid, Mr. Troll himself, who has a huge ego. Huge, absolutely huge ego, and is a great player. Now you got two egotistical guys and two ball dominant guys, and people are comparing them to Kobe and Shaq. What? Like, come on. Let's slow down real quick, okay? Everywhere James has gone, he's had the opportunity to say, yeah, I could have done this. I should have done that. I was in a great situation. You look back at James Harden's career, every situation he's been in, it's been amazing. You had prime Dwight Howard come from Orlando. you know, or LA, or I don't recall exactly, but you had Dwight, then you had CP3. Before all that, you had Russ, you know. Then you get Russ, you had Russ and KD, then you get Russ back to Houston. That didn't work out. Then you take yo over to Brooklyn. I mean, would it have worked out? Of course, 1,000%. But no, it didn't. It didn't work out. All the logistics playing in, it didn't work out. Here's the fact of the matter. No matter where James Harden ends up, it's never going to work out. Never, ever, ever going to work out. And for you guys to sit there and say, yo, like, oh, Philly won this trade. Oh, Brooklyn won this trade. I'll get to that in a bit. But here's my complete take on this entire James Harden, Ben Simmons deal going, especially for James Harden going to Philly. Ain't no way that they won that trade. No way. Like, it's no different than Harden Dwight. No different than Harden Capella. Nah, ain't no different. Harden's gonna get his. Joel's gonna get his. When Joel doesn't get his, he's gonna start crying. Watch, watch, watch. It's gonna happen. Okay? So, big ups to Daryl Morey. But, my guy, this is not the Houston Rockets. This is the Philadelphia 76ers. Y'all was trusting the process for so long. This process is probably gonna end up being completely tarnished after that. After next season, since he opted into that 47 point whatever mil for next year. After next year, I don't see the Sixers being any championship contender. Joel's gonna want to leave. James is gonna end up leaving because that's what he's good at. He's good at, yo, like, this situation here is not working out for me. I'm gonna bounce. You know? Which is not a problem. But Harden's never gonna win one if he doesn't sacrifice. And Joel's never gonna win one if he doesn't have a player that wants to sacrifice. Joel wants to get his. James wants to get his. It's not gonna work out. It's not gonna work out. With all that being said, I want to talk about these guys. Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, all part of that trade to go to Brooklyn. And you got folks out there saying, Philly won that trade? How, Sway? How? Please tell me. How? How did Philly end up winning a trade where Sean Marks said, yo, I don't mind. I mean, he literally quoted saying it was hard for him to let go of James Harden. Of course. But in the back of his head, he probably said, I'm going to get a facilitator out of this. Kyrie's unvaccinated. I don't know how the mandate's going to last. How long this mandate in Brooklyn's or all of New York is going to last. It'd be nice to have a facilitator. It'd be nice to have an all-star caliber facilitator. You know, some could say that Ben plays at an MVP level. And yes, he does. If you look at his stats, he does that. He does that on his own. You know? Yeah, he doesn't know how to shoot. You got shooters on that team. You got KD. You got a healthy Joe Harris. You got Seth Curry. And you got a bunch of guys coming off that bench. Now you add size. You got LaMarcus and Andre. Whew, and Blake. Hoo-wee. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up. Hold up. And you got folks out here saying Philly won that trade? Come on now. Come on now. Now, there's been, you know, rumors about this mandate being lifted and Kyrie possibly playing. If that happens, that team is probably going to literally not lose a game in the playoffs at all. We're looking at Kyrie, Seth, Ben, KD, and you could pick and choose between Andre Drummond, and LaMarcus Aldridge to start the game. Or if you want to be bold, you could, you know, Steve Nash has options, guys. It's crazy to think that folks think that Philly won this trade, you know. But big ups to Sean Marks, big ups to folks out in Brooklyn. The front office did that thing. They did what they needed to do to retain assets from Philly. And you know, back then I used to say Philly had a lot of assets to let go if they ever needed to, you know, get to where they wanted to get to. But hey, those assets is gone. Those really good assets is gone. So, hey, man, Brooklyn all the way this year. I don't see them not losing a game if they stay healthy and they keep that, they lift that mandate. This team is going to be the scariest team in the league. I thought they were scary with James Harden. Just James and KD last year. Now you let go of James Harden and you get better? Woo-hoo! That's crazy to me. That is wild. Anyways, Washington Wizards made some big, big moves yesterday, you know. Sending Mark Montrez to Charlotte. Big ups to Charlotte for retaining, for getting, you know, Montrez Harrell. For Ish Smith, it was they didn't give up much, if you think about it. So, Charlotte got better. Did Washington get better? They got a veteran point guard, you know. They let Spencer go. But the big name that people don't want to really talk about is Kristaps. I think people forget how Kristaps used to be extremely dominant when he was the one-man show in New York. Then he gets traded out to Dallas. Now you got Luka and Kristaps. And we saw how that played out. Now, yes, Kristaps does get injured from time to time. But when healthy, he's productive. He's a 20 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, easy. That's with Luka. That's with another MVP caliber player. Now you in a situation where you go to Washington, you know, and you got the whole situation with Bradley Beal out for the season. You're looking at yourself as a fantasy manager. If you guys out there play fantasy basketball, you're looking at yourself as a fantasy manager and saying, damn, okay. All right. Kristaps might get back to New York to his Knicks days where he was in form, where he was averaging 25-26 with ease. Why? Because Bradley's out. You got Kuz. Spencer's gone. Montrez is gone. Kristaps will be ball dominant once again. The unicorn. Folks, did Washington get better? Yeah. Did Washington, you know, secure Bradley Beal's interest back after this season's over when they work out a contract next year? Highly likely. You got an MVP caliber player when he plays great and he stays healthy. Kristaps puts up MVP numbers. Okay? Now you got Bradley Beal, Kristaps, and an emerging player in Kyle Kuzma. Washington is going to be amazing to watch when they're healthy. They're going to be fun to watch when they're healthy. We saw a little bit of that in the beginning of the season. And that's when they were all healthy with Montrez, with Spence. We saw a tad bit of that. This team will be extremely, extremely one to look out for next year. Not this year, of course. With the situation that they're in, it's kind of hard to, you know, say that's what's going to happen. I don't know. We'll see down the road. But Washington definitely did make some major moves. Major, major moves. But, yo, let's talk about the guys over at La La Land. Woo! May that be. That's LeBron. Rob Pelinka. The guys out, you know, wearing the golden purple. If you know me, you know how much I love talking about the Lakers, right? Because, you know, I'm not really a Laker fan. So, anyways, let's get to the whole Russ situation. You bench him continuously now. It's becoming a continuous thing where they just bench Big Russ. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're losing games to subpar teams, to terrible teams, to teams who have no star players, a.k.a. the Portland Trailblazers, who have a team full of G League players. If you don't know what the G League is, search that up. Google. Google got everything, by the way. And you got all these rumors swirling around about how Russ might get traded here, there, everywhere. You know, it's kind of funny. Russ had a quote out the other day. They said, "Why were you out against Portland?" He said, "You know, but he had back spasms." For those of you guys who don't know why he didn't play, he had back spasms, and they asked him why. He said, "You know," he said, "I'm not used to sitting so much." I think that was a shot to Frank Vogel benching him. And it goes to show, hey, the situation in LA is not Russ. It's not anyone on the roster. And I think Rob and LeBron are kind of on the same page there, where what are you going to do with the coach at this point? Yes, I'm still sticking to my guns. I think Vogel should be fired. I think Vogel's the reason why this team is not where they're supposed to be in this at this point of the season. You could have said, what if, maybe, back like a couple months ago. But at this point of the season, hell no. Nah. You can't point fingers at the guys who are dribbling basketballs. You can't point fingers at the guys dribbling the basketball at all. You got to point fingers at the guys doing the X's and the O's. You got to point fingers at the guy pulling players out, putting players in. You don't do that to a team at that level who's got those type of players who could come in and come out and do the things. I mean, Russ is an MVP guy. He's an MVP. He's a former MVP. You got two former NBA MVPs on that squad. And you bench one of the former NBA MVPs. Where do they do that at? And then on top of that, like, come on, man. These stupid trade rumors that were going out at the time, saying, yo, just bring in Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield for Russ straight up. Where they do that at? I want to know. I really do want to know. And then you got these stupid freaking analysts who think that they know everything, saying Russ is ass. Russ is not the same player he used to be. It's funny, because if Russ was in another situation, say he was still in Washington, you'd hear guys like Perk, you know, Jalen Rose, who I love to death, guys like that, Stephen A. Smith, Chris Boussard, you know, the list goes on. If Russ was in any other situation right now than he is in LA, he'd be killing. And all these other guys that I just mentioned would be saying, if he was here, he'd be great. If he was there, he'd be great. If he did this or did that, or he was on this team, they'd be great. Now they're just bashing on him because they sound stupid. That's why. They would sound stupid. Okay? So don't fall into this stupid Russ, you know, train that folks are falling into, saying Russ is trash. Russ ain't how he used to be. Russ is the same player he used to be, okay? The problem in LA is the coaching. And if they don't fix that, then I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. If I was the GM in LA, and I'm pretty sure any of you guys, if you were the GM in LA, first move I'd make is fire that guy, Vogel. Fire Vogel, ASAP. But anyways, big ups to LA for not making no moves. Russ, stick to your guns, LeBron. I appreciate you for keeping homeboy. You know, big bro, you got to stay. But yeah, yo, listen, I really appreciate y'all for listening. It's going to be a crazy drop. Y'all tune in to that drop pretty soon. If you follow me on IG at Half Court Entertainment, y'all going to see that. A lot of t-shirts, a lot of hoodies coming up. So please look into that. Check the story, you know. For those of you following me, for those of you listening, for those of you watching, I really, 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 really do appreciate you guys, like, dearly. You have no idea. But yeah, if you're starting to watch, if you're starting to listen, just subscribe. Like, you know, comment. Don't be shy. You know, I talk back. It's cool. You know, if you don't want to do that, you can just watch and listen. I don't care. But yeah, appreciate y'all for listening. Follow me on IG at Half Court Entertainment. Hit that you know, follow button on Spotify. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube. You know, get me on all platforms. I appreciate y'all. Blessings, blessings, blessings.